picture this. You're in a warm pool of water, elbow to elbow with dozens of other people. There's music, drinking, general mayhem. Sounds like spring break, right? Actually, it's Conundrum Hot Springs outside of Aspen. This high alpine pool draws thousands of visitors from around the world. And as part of our series, Love to Death, KUNC's Luke Runyon reports on how its popularity is threatening the very things that make it unique.
Okay, so I'm up here at Conundrum Hot Springs, just about to walk up to the hot springs. It's a Saturday night, dark out, probably about 10 o'clock. The stars are shining overhead. It's beautiful. You can smell a little bit of the sulfur smell on the wind. That's the hot springs. And, of course, you can hear the people.
I've heard about Conundrum for like years and years. I always wanted to do it.
Jeremy Bookman is up here from Boulder. He made the 9-mile trek to the springs, lugging gear above 11,000 feet in elevation.
I mean, it's just legendary, you know, to do like an overnight to a hot springs this deep into the mountains.
Just to set the scene here, Bookman's one of about 20 people soaking in the pool tonight. Most are nude, bottles of booze are getting passed around. A bachelor party brought a blow-up sex doll. Bookman says he first thought he might luck out, get a weekend of solitude in the mountains. Who else would want to backpack 9 miles uphill?
But then when I started checking for directions, you know, I started Googling it and getting some images about, like, a full pool. And I knew it. I was just like, middle of July, weekend, of course, everyone's going to want to do this.
Everyone does want to do this. On weekends in the summer and fall, upwards of 300 people pack into this tight valley. And because of that, Conundrum's built up a reputation.
It's incredibly beautiful up here. It's remote. And somewhere along the line, it just kind of started to attract a more of a party crowd.
Eric Tierney is a wilderness ranger with the U.S. Forest Service.
I mean, even tonight, it's just like, where are we going to put everyone?
Conundrum's always been popular, but as it's shown up more on the pages of glossy outdoor magazines and in Instagram posts, the crowds have swelled. In the last 10 years, visitation here has increased fourfold.
You know, they're having a great time, drinking a little bit, you know, which is totally fine. It's just when people stop taking care of the area and, you know, stop picking up their trash and not bury their human waste, that it starts to become a lot of problems.
Last year alone, rangers here cleaned up hundreds of piles of human waste and packed out more than 500 pounds of garbage. Revelers at the springs will sometimes abandon whole campsites and Weber grills in the wilderness rather than pack them back out, leaving rangers like Tierney to clean up the mess.
Our job is unique because our packs get heavier as we go because we're always packing out trash.
Not to mention the effects to the fragile alpine ecosystem. Campers are stripping trees to build illegal campfires, Tierney says, and setting up tents on wildflower meadows.
Hey, Luke.
Luke, nice to meet you. Oh,
nice to meet you.
All right.
I met Morgan Reeser and Alan Jameson at their campsite above the hot springs. The couple met at Conundrum 3 years ago. Even in that short time, they've seen the hot springs change.
Very rarely we've been here when it's not busy, but it's just been getting busier every year.
Honestly, I almost didn't even want to come up this weekend. Like, I don't know if I even want to bother with it. Like, the parking lot's going to be obscene and people drinking and smoking.
If the Forest Service has its way, pretty soon it'll be a lot less busy at Conundrum. The agency says permits might be necessary to control the number of people who camp here, and they're making moves to put that system in place. Right now, it's a free-for-all.
I think it's so challenging to, you know, make any kind of resolution about this because so many more people are moving to Colorado. It's inevitable about what's going to happen.
Back at the hot springs, Jeremy Bookman says the Forest Service should crack down.
Well, unfortunately, when things get super popular and there's a chance for a delicate spot like this to be ruined.
Bookman came up on a whim, packing up the car and making the 4-hour drive from the Front Range. Under a permit system, he wouldn't be able to be as spontaneous. And that's okay with him.
Yeah, it would be inconvenient, but it would also make it all that more special, you know?
And as Colorado's population continues to boom, it'll be that much harder to keep the state's wild places from losing what makes them special in the first place. For KUNC News, I'm Luke Runyon.